Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Not forsaken. Although some people are afraid of this, the Bible makes it clear that God doesn't forsake us. But the Bible also makes it equally as clear that we can forsake God. Listen to the words God spoke through Moses. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, you shall sleep with your fathers, and this people will rise up and play the harlot after the strange gods of this land where they go to be among them, and they will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger will be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them and hide my face from them. And they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, 'Have not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us?' And I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil which they have done in turning to other gods." Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 16 through 18 out of the Amplified Bible. To forsake means to depart from someone or to neglect them. While we are following God, He will never forsake us. But when His people turn aside in fascination of sinful things, they forsake God by no longer following Him. We read this in the words of God's people, "Our God is not among us." When we don't follow God, He still never forsakes us. However, God refuses to bless people who persist on doing their own thing. God's blessing is reserved for those who continue to follow Him. In the language of the New Testament, God's blessing only flows into the branches that continue to abide in Jesus. See John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. When we forsake God, we cut ourselves off from His life flow. It is not the vine who has left us, but we who have severed ourselves from the vine. If God feels distant from you, be assured that He hasn't forsaken you. Perhaps you could pray a couple of prayers that David prayed. Maybe a prayer asking for the Holy Spirit to reveal to you where you may have detached yourself from the vine of God. Psalm chapter 139, verses 23 and 24. Or perhaps a prayer of forgiveness and assurance of God's forgiveness and restoration in Psalm chapter 51, verses 1 through 10. Don't give in to the feelings of despair, but run back into the embrace of the one who loves you, the one who never leaves you nor forsakes you. Be strong, courageous, and firm. Fear not, nor be in terror before them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.